Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was teaching in a temple area, he said, "How do you scribes claim that Christ is the Son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place my enemies under your feet.' David himself called him Lord, so how is he his son?" The Greek crowd heard this with delight. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus wanted to clarify to the people, because by that time they thought the Messiah is the one who liberated the Israel country from the Roman control. But this is not the work of Jesus. He came to give us a spiritual strength, liberation, spiritual liberation, not political. That's why the people couldn't understand what is meant by the Son of David. They thought the Son of David is the Messiah, he's the one who saved them from the Roman Empire. But Jesus' aim is to free the world, the whole world, the whole humanity. So by that time, the people won't understand. That's why Jesus didn't elaborate much. Important is that he just told them, he's the Son of David. That means he is the one who sent by the Lord to give life to the world, liberation from sinfulness. He's not a political leader. He's the one who saved us through death on the cross. And that's why people are still difficult to accept him as a leader, as if he's the one got killed. But with the resurrection, just Jesus confirmed to us, he is the Lord of all.